Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy HR schedule to jump on the Employee Cycle Podcast, since I know you're spending so much time helping your workforce navigate through uncertainty and all of the challenging issues that we're dealing with in the world. And today we're going to talk about how HR and people teams are helping to lead their workforce through COVID. But before we get started, I would love for you to share with the audience your name, title, company, and location.
Great. So I'm Priyanka. I currently work for a company called Clari. So Clari is basically a platform which helps companies make their revenue operations process very efficient, predictable, and connected. I have recently joined them, so I'm quite new here. They started their India operations last year, and I've recently joined them as head of people, heading the entire people practices in India. We are quite small here, but I think globally we are pretty big. We have created success stories with companies like Adobe, Lenovo, Qualtrics, and many more.
Awesome. So as we're getting started, I think it's interesting to note that you are in India, and because all of the different places in the world are dealing with COVID in totally different ways based off of where you are with cases, how the government is reacting to it, how people are feeling about what's going on and easing restrictions. I want to note that today is June 10th, so I would love to get a status update of where the workforce is and just in general, what does COVID look like in the part of India where you are?
So I think, if you actually see the world, graph of COVID, India is much behind right now. We're standing today at about 2.5 lakh cases across in the country, and which is pretty behind because as soon as it hit India, the government was kind of very prompt in terms of, initiating lockdowns, which is shelter in place in U.S., we were able to really contain it in the initial periods. But I think obviously after a couple of months, we realized that the economy is getting hit badly because of, the shelter in place. And we had to start opening up the lockdowns in phases. So today where we stand is, most of the essential services and slowly the non-essential services are opening up. The containment zones, the red spots, basically those are highlighted and they are put into, strict guidelines. And the rest of the country is now coming back to the normal routine and, with the proper guidance that are set up by the government and the organizations.
Great. So in regards to where your workforce is based off of engagement and how you are communicating with your team, what does that look like? And to give some context, I've been speaking with a lot of HR leaders as they've been trying to do everything possible to engage their workforce. And a lot of them say that over-communication is really key to helping the workforce navigate through uncertainty. So how have you been dealing with both of those?
So, I would like to mention here that this has been, most of the employers have seen three phases of COVID-19 pandemic, right? Like when it, so it has fast transcended the original premise of just being a global health crisis and now is now resulting in one of the most significant workplace transformations in recent times. And the transformation that everybody is seeing is definitely going virtual and working, right? Now, going in a virtual setup, what employee engagement, as you said, is one of the most important aspects of, working with your employees, making them, comfortable with the new setup. Also making sure that, their safety is the focus for us. So we started with this phase of making sure that we create safety norms for the employees. We give them processes, we give them guidelines in terms of, how to really work from home. And then eventually, you know, after a month or so, we realized that this is not going to go so soon. I think this is going to become a permanent fixture in terms of how employers are going to, you know, work with their workforces. And this is going to stay for a long time. And eventually we went into this phase of resilience where we started creating a lot of policies and bringing in a lot of digital adoptions in terms of creating better employee experiences, better guidance and, policies around how do you really take care of yourself physically, how do you really take care of your mental health, bringing in external and internal volunteers who could help other people, you know, creating interest-based clubs so that people can share, initiatives like mental health days, no meeting days, you know, and a lot of cultural activities so that the essence of being connected towards with your colleagues, with your company is not left behind, right? Because here in Clari, we really believe in and we live by our values and culture in everything that we do. So we wanted to make sure that essence is not lost in the working from home capacity. And we're so happy that, you know, we've been doing, we're following up with our workforce in terms of regular employee pulse surveys. And we're happy that the work efficiency is not lost. People are still connected. People are voluntarily helping each other. So yeah, so far, so good. I think we're right now in a phase where we are moving from this resilience phase in terms of, you know, how do we really come back to office? You know, what is going to be work after the post-COVID work world going to be like?
Interesting. So have you started having conversations or really thinking about if your workforce will work home remotely permanently? And if so, what does that look like?
I think with a lot of uncertainties, these are questions that we are still asking each other and everybody. There is definitely a strong inclination towards with what we have seen in the past 2-3 months, what we have experienced in the past 2-3 months. We realized that, you know, with the difficult times, there was an opportunity as well to emerge, as a strong leader out there and, you know, spell out the opportunity in the crisis. And we realized that we have an advantage of our product being a very, you know, I think a pandemic immune product. That is one thing that really, kept our motivation high. We did not see, a dip down in terms of our uses of our product. In fact, it's gone higher. So the employees are very, motivated in terms of, and we still see that the work efficiency has not gone down. That is making us more inclined towards, you know, a work from anywhere kind of a culture. It also gives us an opportunity in terms of bringing a more diverse and inclusive culture in terms of, you know, just bringing talent from across the world, which can, you know, work from anywhere and not necessarily from office, right? So there are a lot of pros about working from anywhere. And this is something that, you know, most of the people are talking about in Clari, and we are formulating, coming up with a new operating model in terms of what it's going to be like, or is it going to be a hybrid? You know, we come back together in between, you know, probably on a quarterly basis or on a monthly basis to have that sense of bonding and in-person connect with each other. So, that is where we are. You know, we are really talking out loud in terms of with our leadership teams, with our all hands, that is happening on a bi-weekly basis. You know, what should be our step like? We are in the process of doing that.
Speaking of culture, a lot of companies have mentioned that they've been able to strengthen the culture that currently exists with their workforce that they have today. But I'm always curious about, if you are hiring right now, how do you really allow new candidates to experience the culture? And once you do hire them, how do you onboard them remotely so they still feel like they're part of the culture versus just another person that was hired in a bunch of Zoom windows and people that they can only interact with online?
That is so true, you know, and I'll give you my example here. So I joined Clari remotely, right? I mean, like from home. I joined them a couple of months back when we were already in the middle of this crisis. And yes, it did feel weird, in fact, for me as well, that how can I join a new company, you know, on virtually. I mean, I've not met anybody except a couple of folks who had interviewed me, and most of my team was in US. So again, it was Zoom interviews, right? But I must tell you that, you know, with the way that we've handled our onboarding, after a couple of weeks, you know, I already feel 2 months are over, but I feel, you know, I've been in this company for more than 2 years now. It's only because of, you know, the inclusive culture that we have as an organization. We have strong values that we believe in, and we make sure that those values are spelled out in every way, you know, in terms of collaboration, in terms of, you know, onboarding, in terms of helping each other. We make sure that we use those values on an everyday basis. So making sure that, you know, we have a human connect. I would say that, you know, with this crisis coming up, there is a new kind of a humanism which has come up, right, in our cultures. Suddenly people are realizing that they're missing out their workspaces. They're missing out, you know, the hangout, the tea breaks, the coffee breaks with their colleagues, and what kind of, you know, learnings and bond that they had created with them. So people are reaching out. People are worried about the well-being of their employees. So it has not just in terms of the physical presence, but they're worried about their mental well-being too. And because people are working from their homes, the family is also included, you know, so the role of the employer has expanded into the social net for their employees, and which is very much out there in terms of what we do at Clari. The hiring is super successful. We've made our because now we can tap into the talent, as I mentioned earlier, everywhere, you know. I mean, we don't have a geographical constraint anymore, which helped us in terms of, you know, probably that's one of the most important variables that resulted in a more efficient allocation of talent for us. Also, we have made policies and we have given guidance to our managers, education in terms of, you know, let's just be more human, let's be more connected, let us give Zoom breaks, you know, as we talked about sitting on Zoom for a longer period of time. We give our candidates breaks in between. It's okay if, you know, their pets come in between, their families come if they want to take a tea break. And we do talk about, show them videos and pictures and, you know, a few things about what we have done so far and what we have been doing. And we make sure that every hiring manager becomes a talent, you know, an employee ambassador for us, speaking of the same values that probably a recruiter reaches out to the candidate.
And then to end this interview, it seems like that your company has been doing a really great job of keeping your workforce together, helping people stay motivated, and helping them stay productive during these times of uncertainty. So what are some of the things that you started to do now that your company wasn't doing before that you would now like to continue doing because you've seen that it's really worked to keep a great workforce?
I think, you know, this the communication, as we initiated, when we started our conversation, we mentioned about over-communicating, right? I mean, over-communicating is never harmful, in fact, helpful. And that's what we realized. So we made sure that the communication is not broken down, even though we were transitioning from an office workspace to the home workspace, right? We made sure that we helped people in terms of setting up their home spaces comfortable. We opened up our offices early and, you know, in the early stages where people could come and, you know, set up their physical workspaces at home with whatever they needed. So we supported them in terms of the infrastructure. We supported in terms of, you know, providing them guidance in terms of it could be anything, right? Whether your physical well-being or your mental well-being, providing you, you know, a mental health program or a policy or a physical yoga wellness program, for example, or you know, the recipes that you can have, a recipe book that you can cook over the quarantine period. I think providing them a holistic well-being program and policies made sure that we kept the morale and the motivation of the employees very, very high. We are conducting bi-weekly, you know, town halls and all hands meet. We are bringing in our investors and other influential people who can talk about what is happening outside the world. Why did they choose to invest in Clari? What is the potential that they see in us? And we are very, making our employee and workforce, providing them platforms and channels and surveys where they can come up with their own ideas in order to make our product much more resilient and innovative. And that has really, really helped us. Also, the amount of usage which has gone up in terms of our product, touch points with our customers, that has also helped the organization, believe in the, security of the product and the potential of the product. So that has also been a great factor. And we have been very, very open and encouraging in terms of, appreciating and providing the rewards to the people who are performing good and, who are going up and beyond, making sure that the revenues and the work completely goes up and efficient.
Priyanka, thank you so much for all of the wisdom and insight that you've been able to share. We really appreciate you taking the time since we know you have such a tough and challenging job right now. So on behalf of our team at Employee Cycle and on behalf of all of the people who will be listening to this and learning from everything that you just shared, we hope that you, your family, and your team stay safe and stay healthy. And we thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This was great.